This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence.
KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
We'll be right back. boy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, the craziest, rottenest, no goodest son of a bitch you'll ever want to talk to or hear, and that's okay. Hey, lines are open. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriot. If I feel like talking, you can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. Let's talk about some semi-recent issues if we're going to talk. I don't want to hear about you not getting your trash picked up or somebody not cutting your grass properly. But if we have something semi-interesting, don't ever hesitate to give me a call, because if we can get around to it, we most certainly will. I have a few things I want to say here real quick. I'm going to wish a very, very, very happy birthday to Ryan Wortham. We met him at the Pizza World in Granite City about a week or two ago. Very, very nice guy. Ryan is the owner-operator of Pizza World there in Granite City. A great place to go if you guys ever get to the Granite City area. They have a buffet certain times. I don't know when they are, but Ryan Wortham, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for being so nice and so hospitable, and we will be back there to see you shortly. And again, we appreciate everything you've done for us and the radio station. Also, don't forget, coming this Saturday, June the 1st, the New Memphis Station Bar and Grill, their crawfish broil. It's going on. It'll be again this Saturday. Starts at 2 p.m. Fresh crawfish, potatoes, corn on the cob, and all the fixings. I'll have other desserts, other foods, drink specials, have outside bar. And that is this Saturday, June the 1st, starts at 2 o'clock p.m. So, again, if you can make it out there, please, please do. Last but not least, our good friends at Oakaville. Oakaville, they're having their Heritage Days Festival. That'll be coming up on June the 8th and June the 9th. So if you have any questions, you can contact Jackie. It's 618-243-5694. That's the Oakaville Heritage Days Festival, sponsored by the Heritage House Museum Association. And again, that'll be not this weekend, but next weekend, June the 8th and June the 9th. So if you have any questions, again, you can contact Jackie. It's 618-243-5694. As always, there's all kind of crap going on politically and otherwise. But, you know, we're going to take what we can take and do with what we can do with. And if we have a problem, we'll address it accordingly. We've got some callers. Let's go ahead, since it's early enough. Go ahead, Kenny. You're on the dark side.
So what do you guys think about the legalization of weed in Illinois?
What do I personally? I personally don't like it. I am an ex-police officer. I think it's a bad idea. I think what it does, it gets our millennials to get even more acclimated to doing nothing, you know, throughout their lifetime. And I would assume if it happens to the millennials, their children won't be any better. What's your feeling on it, sir?
You know, we're going to take, what did you say?
Hello?
Yeah, what did you say?
I said, what is your feeling on it?
Well, I mean, it has many uses, you know. So, I mean, people are just going to abuse it. I'm saying, like, the medical use and everything.
Right. What area you live in, sir?
Madison County.
Madison County. What, did you have a major problem up there?
I got a what?
Do we have a... We turn your radio down. You're not going to be able to hear me and hear the radio at the same time.
Yep.
Okay, do you guys have a major problem up there in Madison County with marijuana?
I mean, it's not too bad, but it's here.
What, I don't want to know the exact street you live on, but in what area? Granite City, Alton, Wood River?
Alton area.
In the Alton area? I think there is a little problem, Kenny. Don't you agree with me up in the Alton area? They've had...
I would agree with you. Yep.
They would have had some problems with marijuana. What do you think can be done, Kenny, or do you even know?
I have no clue.
Well, if you were on the board up there in Alton, what would you try to do?
More worried about neighboring states endorsing and bringing it in to become a nationwide problem.
You know, Kenny, I think you're right. I think it is going to be, when it's all said and done, when more states pick up on it, it's going to be an easy thing to pass. But you watch 2 or 3 or 4 years down the road that I think there's going to be major problems. And I don't know if the major problems are going to be good to get rid of or not. But I honestly think, Kenny and everybody else, that 50 years from now, this will not be the same United States of America. I think there's going to be too many people out there smoking marijuana. After marijuana, they'll be smoking something else. And I just think it's going to run into a major problem 30, 40, 50 years down the road. What's your take?
I completely agree with you.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Never mind. You got it covered.
Okay. All right, Kenny. Thank you very much, buddy. I appreciate it. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing when you talk to people, just like the subject with marijuana. People say, oh, it's okay. It's okay for municipal use. It's okay for recreational use. Until all these cities, all these states, in the whole country becomes immune to it. And then I think you're going to see a problem like you did with alcohol. And I think there's going to have to be a lot of changes once the marijuana laws all get on the books. Now, I could be wrong. I know I won't be around to see it in the next 30, 40, 50 years. But I would hope that the younger people, the millennials and the younger generations, will understand that it may not be a major problem at this point. But at some point down the road, it's going to be, because I don't think people are going to know how to handle this. It's going to be, well, everything's hunky-dory. They're going to start off with marijuana. Then they're going to go into stronger drugs, because people will say, hey, that's not going to bother us. Marijuana didn't bother us. Why should cocaine, you know, why should any of these other drugs bother us? And I just honestly think when it's all said and done, it's going to have a lot more negative effect on our society, then it's going to have a positive effect. But once again, we'll have to wait. Well, I won't have to wait and see, and a lot of you people won't have to wait and see, because we'll be pushing up daisies. But the younger generations, the 20s and the 30s, I think they're going to see a major change. And I just hope before it gets out of hand that people understand what's going on and will try. I say try to do something about it. I'm reading in Lincoln County, that's over in Missouri, I believe. Troy, Missouri is the county seat. I could be wrong. But they have a judge over there. There's a judge over there that walked in yesterday. Presiding Judge Patrick Flynn entered the office of Circuit Clerk Carla Alsbury at 4:15 and accompanied her out of the building and took all of her authority away from her. Now, it's going to be a situation where I don't know what's going to happen. I know there's going to be some lawsuits going to be filed, and I think she's in the process now of filing her own lawsuit, but she was elected. This lady was elected by the good people of Lincoln County, and now for some reason, a judge is getting involved and taking away all her authority. Now, I don't think by statute, I've talked with a few people, researched it somewhat, and I don't think by statute a judge can actually do that. I don't think they can do that in St. Clair County. I don't think they can do that in any counties in Illinois, and I don't think they can do it in any counties in Missouri without first getting some kind of stipulation and some kind of charges filed against whatever the elected official is. But this hasn't come about at this point in time. And again, they're all upset. She claims that she was being harassed because her husband, Associate Circuit Judge Gregory Allsbury, defeated Flynn in the 2014 general election. And I guess Judge Flynn now has got reelected, and they've made him the chief judge. So for whatever reason, I think this is probably going to get out of hand. And if and when it does, I think you're going to see problems up there in Lincoln County, just like I think there's going to be major problems at some point in time in St. Clair County and in all the counties in Illinois and Missouri, because I think people are tired. I think people are tired of saying, well, we're going to let this go. Maybe it'll get better. We're going to let this go. Maybe things will change. And I'll tell you, I've been around a long, long time, and I don't honestly think that things are going to change until we all, the proud white, the proud black, the proud Democrats, the proud Republicans, we all come together and say enough's enough. This crap's going on constantly, going on forever and ever, and until we stop it, the community, everybody, black, white, men, women, Democrats, and Republicans, until we stop it, there's not going to be any stopping. Let's go ahead and take some more calls. Go ahead, Bob. You're on the dark side.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Bob. I appreciate your show. Listen to it every day.
Well, thank you, sir.
I live in Madison County, and I just like to talk to you a little bit about Granite City. I don't know if you're familiar with the politics in Granite City, but we have a lot of abandoned buildings. Things are starting to really fall apart in Granite City. And we have a mayor that chooses not to let businesses come in because he doesn't like the businesses. This is a struggling community. We have a Lowe's that went out of business in Granite City.
Right.
There was a proposed Rural King to come in there. The mayor didn't let them come in because they sell firearms. Did you know that?
Now, wait a minute. Who is the mayor of Granite City is?
Hagnar,
yeah. He didn't let the people come in because they actually sold guns, and so he kept them out?
That's right. Rural King was going to come into that abandoned Lowe's building over there in Granite City, and he would not allow them in because they sold firearms. He also botched a deal on the corner of Namioke Road and Failing Road. There's a prime spot there where we were going to get a Krispy Kreme, I believe it was, or a Dunkin'. We was going to get a Dunkin' Donuts, and we were going to get a whatever comes with that. There's another one. And he said no. The politics in Granite City, they've got a hold on things, and they're trying to control things. But actually what they're doing, and I hate to say this, is they're turning Granite City into an East St. Louis, an abandoned, tore-down town with nothing. We don't have a shop and save. We don't have anything hardly anymore in Granite City.
Yeah, Bob, with the situation, I would assume that the entire board voted along with the mayor, because the mayor can't vote for himself. It has to go before the board. I guess the board voted for it, and he went along with it. Is that correct?
I'm sure that's how it works, but what I'm getting at is there's some kind of control of power that these people are, like, allowing what they want to come in and what they don't want, and the community needs things because we don't have anything hardly in this community anymore.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just terrible. I'm not quite understanding about that, and I didn't know if you had any insight or had ever heard anything.
Yeah,
like that.
You know what I have now? Hagnar's father, he was also the mayor of Granite City, is that correct?
Correct. They even have Ed Hagnar or Gymnasium, something's really, he was somebody in Granite City years ago, his father, yes.
And so now they're taking it on themselves. You know what I think, Bob, and I say this personally, and I've got a lot of friends in Granite City in the Madison County area. They listen all the time. I honestly think that these guys are like back in the day in East St. Louis when they knew that East St. Louis was going not to the blacks but to the niggers, that their last 4 years they let everything go. They didn't do a damn thing about it. And I honestly think that's what's happening in Granite City, don't you? I think they see the blacks moving in. I think they're going to do all they can do, get all they can get.
Just suck it dry.
And I think in another 4 to 6 years, you're going to see Granite City just like East St. Louis, just like Washington Park, just like some areas below the hill in St. Clair County. I think that's going to happen all throughout Madison County in the next few years. What's your take on it?
Oh, you're correct about that. Granite City has already turned into a ghost town, and people say, yes, that's great. Granite City Steel's open. Those people don't live here that work in Granite City Steel. Probably some of them do. Most of them live up in Betterville. So they're not spending their money here in Granite City. They're spending it somewhere else. And, you know, it's just our town's falling apart.
Yeah.
You know, I'm on the outskirts in the county, but I still have a 62040 zip code.
Well, sure.
It's pathetic. I don't even want to go into Granite City anymore. That Walmart is so crazy out there. It's like the lunatic bin for some reason.
Well, you know, I go up that way sometimes going up to Grafton. I own some properties also in Grafton. And we go up there in late afternoon. And when they first started off, Bob, they were open 24/7. I talked with the gentleman, the assistant manager, won't mention his name, and he said, Bob, I'll tell you, with all the crap going on, and not just from the blacks, it's from the whites too. There's so much theft going on that they have to close the store at midnight. Do they still close it at midnight?
I'm not sure. I don't even go up that place after 8 o'clock. And I'm a 45-year-old man, not afraid of much, you know. But
yeah,
I just don't even want to deal with that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
It's just not, it's just crazy. Crazy, crazy stuff. The world's falling apart, and I think our governor is going to really flush us down the toilet.
Hey, Bob, I think you may be right, and I like that people move out of Granite City, not to Belleville, but Bettersville. I like that.
Yeah, well, that's the truth. Actually, I'm in Mitchell, so we're right on the border of Ugly and Betterville.
Well, hey, you're one step closer than the poor people in Granite City, so you're one step ahead of the game. Hey, Bob, thanks for listening. Tell all the people up there in your area, thanks for their support. One of these days, Bob, I think we're all going to come together, and when we do, I think there's going to be a rude awakening. I hope there's no violence. Don't like violence on any level, but I think at some point in time that the white people and the proud black people are going to come together and say enough's enough. What do you think?
Well, I hope so, Bob, but if not, then we're all going to be in heaven.
where
we'll be peaceful together.
That's where we'll be. Hey, Bob, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate
God
you
bless,
listening.
God bless, brother. God
hey,
bless. Right on.
Same to you, sir. Same to you. You know, it's amazing. And when I say that, I don't say it about the proud black community. I say it about the niggers. I say it about the niggers. I say it about the crackers. I say it about the hunkies. I've been through Granite City. Have friends in Granite City. Have an attorney. And one of my many attorneys is from Granite City. And it's not good anymore. It hasn't been good for the last few years, and it's getting even worse. And I don't understand why the good people, both proud white and proud black, I don't give a damn where you live or what your color is. I don't know why we all just can't come together. It's going to be a point in time where people are going to say, we wish we had done something, but a lot of times it's a little bit too late. Let's go ahead and take another caller. Go ahead, Travis. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob. I was in a city here. I was just calling in kind of close to what the caller in before.
Can you get a little bit closer to the phone, Travis? We can barely hear you.
Yes, sir. How is this any better?
That's a whole lot better. Go ahead, buddy.
Yes, sir. I was just calling in to bolster what the caller ahead of me was talking about Granite. I'm a lifelong resident there. It's very disheartening to see what's happening to our town, and specifically after the attack in our park a month or so ago with the little black kids beating up the white kids.
Right, right.
I tried to call my alderman and mayor, and neither one of them would take my call regarding the situation.
Yeah. You know, Travis, I think your main problem, you told them what your situation was. That's the main problem, not just with Granite City anymore, with East St. Louis coming up to Belleville. When the niggers start moving in, the politicians just like stick their head in the sand, don't you think?
Absolutely. And also, I just saw in the news today that now the Illinois House has passed a a Senate bill. They're sending it back to the Senate for more refining, but they want to increase the cost of a Boyd card 400%.
Now, the cost of what, Travis?
Boyd card, firearm owner's ID card.
Yeah, I did read that.
Yeah, and we're taxed so crazy here. And my family calls it the great state of illness.
Hey, between you and Bob, the last caller, you guys has some good words, but you're right. It's amazing. It's amazing what the state of Illinois has become. And now they want to blame everything on the last 4 years of Bruce Rauner, but Bruce Rauner couldn't get anything done because the Democrats had the supermajority in both the House and the Senate, but they want to blame everything on Rauner. This has been a Democratic thing going on for the last 20, 30 years. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. And, you know, B.J., what's his last name? Pritzker?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's no better.
No, I'll tell you what, Travis, I think you're right, and I think every man or woman, black or white, Democrat or Republican, has the right to run for office. But in my personal opinion, when you get these billionaires, Rauner was a billionaire, not a millionaire. Now Pritzker's a billionaire, not a millionaire. I just think at some point, Travis, and maybe you'll disagree with me, but I personally think at some point that they lose contact with the real world and they really don't know what the hell's going on. What's your take?
No, you're absolutely right. You know, they're behind the silver spoon and they're not down in the hood where Granite City's turning to be, and they don't see the problems. And plus, the governor is just, he's a puppet for Mike Madigan as it is.
You know what, Travis, you're exactly right. When I ran for state rep in 2016, Madigan sent down right at $1 million to beat me. They had ads all over every place because he knew if I would have got elected that there would have been some crap going on. But they'll spend, Travis, and I think you'll have to agree with me, they'll spend whatever they need to spend to get their people in and keep their enemies out.
That's right. And Bob, I absolutely agree with everything you say. I'm a longtime listener, and I appreciate you taking my call.
Hey, Travis, I appreciate you taking the time to call me and taking the time to listen to my show. If we can do anything for you, like I told Bob or any of the good people in Granite City at any point, don't ever, ever hesitate to give us a call.
Well, there is one thing. You could run for office in our neighborhood so we could vote for you.
Well, you know what, Travis? Let me think about that. You may have a next-door neighbor that you may not want, but let me consider that. In the meantime, you've got our number if we can help you out in any way, Travis. Again, don't ever hesitate to give us a call.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. Uh-huh. You know, it's amazing that the people that call, the people that listen, again, not just through Illinois and Missouri. We've got listeners in every state in the country. We've got listeners over in Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan. The news media has given me 9 hit pieces in the last year and a half, the St. Louis Post disgrace, and every time they do, it gets on the AP, the Associated Press papers, and it goes all throughout this country. And when it does, people pick it up. They don't know who this crazy Bob Romanek is. They'll get me on the internet. They'll find out where I'm at. They'll start listening, and it's amazing. I tell you people, it's amazing that the people that will say, Bob Romanek, we didn't know who the hell you are. We knew about the St. Louis area, but the newspaper turned us on to you, and we want to let you know that we're going to continue to listen. We're going to continue to spread the message, and I tell them all, you know, that's good for all of us. That's good for all of us, because without somebody spreading the message will never get spread, and I think I'm doing a good job. I think people like Travis, people like Bob, everybody from all over the area, they're starting to understand what the hell's going on. I think Bob's calling back. Let's get with Bob before we take a break. Go ahead, Bob. You're back on the dark side.
Hey, Bob, thank you once again. I just want to reiterate what my buddy just said just a second ago. I don't know that man, but I love that man.
Yeah.
You, I will second that nomination, brother. You come down here and run for Granite City Mayor. And you're going to have some soldiers behind you, buddy.
Yeah. And you know what, Bob? I don't know if it would be soldiers or dead heroes, but don't you think, though, Bob, honestly, that these politicians, not just in Granite City, all throughout the area, that they're just getting a little bit too big for their own britches, getting a little bit too big, thinking they can do what they want, when they want? Don't you think it's time? No violence. I say no violence, Bob, but don't you think it's just about a point in time where we can get together as proud white and proud black men and women, Democrats and Republicans, and say, hey, enough's enough. When is this going to stop?
Well, I guess when we all stop paying taxes, because that's our damn salary. When they can go out of town for 2 months at a time and we're struggling and needing things passed and they're up there playing tiddlywinks, I think something's wrong with this picture. And you know it is, too, and the rest of the world knows it's wrong. They're sitting up in these ivory towers and we're down here eating scraps, man. It's something, buddy. And I tell you what, no violence, but we can put our heads together and we can ring a bell. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Bob, I know exactly what you're saying, and I sincerely appreciate the call back. It's awful nice of you.
Right on, brother.
Okay, brother. Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's amazing. It's amazing when you get people, and those people from Madison County, we get them from St. Clair County, get them all over in southern Missouri. Yeah, Bob, why don't you come down? It's not about Bob Romanek. I'm just a messenger. This is not my message, people. This is our message. You guys know it. It's our message, and until we do something about it, until we say, hey, enough's enough, nothing's ever going to get done. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom. Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Well, the party was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I hear a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Don't pick on them.
Yes, we're not going to take it anymore. This is Bob Romanek, and you people that listen to me all over the country, you know that I'm fed up, never any violence, but I'm fed up with all the politics, and I think the vast majority of people are also. I see up in Madison County, I don't know John Rukowski, whoever the hell he is, looks like a elderly man. He's a Madison County public defender, John Rukowski. He said on Wednesday he fired an assistant public defender because she was not an attorney. It says Kelsey Miller of Edwardsville was hired last October and worked in the public defender's office. Had worked close, I've been told, with Rukowski until he found out at a news conference that she was not an attorney after a judge had checked the state's attorney registration and disciplinary commission database of the registered attorneys and found out that Miller was not. She was not listed as an attorney in the state of Illinois. Said no one had reports from any prosecutors. No one had reports from my staff. And she says he observed nothing that would ever make him question her ability. The state's attorney's office and the sheriff's department are doing a further investigation and say that Miller could face criminal charges. Madison County Public Defender John Rukowski had said here yesterday. She took the bar exam twice and failed both times, according to Rukowski. Now, apparently, if she did fail two times and lied to Rukowski, then there should be some charges. But it's amazing. It's amazing how in all these counties, they're going to hire who they want, do what they want, and until somebody finds out any different, they're going to let things go. They said she was making about $57,000 a year. And he said he recently verified that his other assistants had passed the bar exam and says now he will require proof for further candidates. And he says, I've hired I don't know how many people over my 35 years. He said, I've never asked to see a law license. Hell, maybe me and you, the good listeners, ought to go there and try to get a job as a public defender if it's that easy. He said, I had no reason ever to think that anyone would lie. The big lie sometime is better than the small ones. And they're thinking about maybe filing charges. The state's attorney's office and the sheriff's department, again, they're going to investigate the whole situation and find out what's what. And they're going to get back with the county board and discuss what's going on. And down here in wonderful St. Clair County, there was a new county board member sworn in Tuesday night to fill the unexpired term vacancy left by a board member who died in April. District 29 board member Carol Clark. She was 61 years old of Caseyville. And I know a lot of her and what a piece of crap she was. See, I'm the only guy that when I talk bad about you when you're alive, when you die, I'm not going to come up and say, hey, she wasn't a bad gal. No, she was a bad gal. She was a piece of political crap. She was in with all these no-count rotten bastards. And it just pisses me off. But she was on the board for more than 10 years. Her term was to expire in December of 2020. So, John, the big faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County board chairman, has appointed John Waldron from Caseyville area, to be the new county board member. He was nominated again by St. Clair County board chairman Mark the big faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County board chairman. And it's amazing. Waldron has served on the board. He was reelected as commissioner in 2017. He maintains the roads in the unincorporated areas. They said that he was not immediately available to speak on his appointment. But it's amazing. It's amazing to me, and I think to everyone, with all these politicians, all they give a damn about is taking care of their people. All they give a damn, everybody that gets appointed. Do you ever notice that everybody that gets appointed to these positions, I don't care, our good friends up in Madison County, our ass white bastards in St. Clair County, our friends over in Missouri, our friends in Wisconsin, in Iowa, in New York, California, we've had calls from all over. And it's the same situation. It's always the same situation. It's always another politician. Another politician gets appointed. Now, this gentleman has been on the boards before up there. He's been a highway commissioner. He's been probably a precinct committeeman. But you know what that shows you? That shows you that they're going to take care of their own. They're never worried about bringing somebody new into the organization. They're going to keep their people in. And when one of their older people happen to die, or younger person, they're going to throw one of their people in. And you ask why there should be term limits. You ask why people shouldn't be able to be elected year after year after year for 20, 30, 40 years. That's exactly why. That's what happens in Caseyville. That's what happens in East St. Louis. That's what happens in Belleville, Granite City, Alton, all throughout, over in St. Louis, always over in St. Louis, throughout St. Louis City and St. Louis County. It's happening up in St. Charles County. And again, it's always happening in our area, but you know one thing, when it's happening in our area, you can bet your bottom dollar that it's happening all over this great country. We've got some more callers. Let's go ahead and take them. Go ahead, Jesse. You're on the dark side.
Thanks for taking my call, Bob. You know, you speak every day about black and white all reuniting. Why don't these, no matter if they're Democrats or Republicans, why don't they try to reunite and get things together so that we can live in the great country that our president's trying to make for us?
You know, Jesse, let me tell you, I've been in politics probably 50 years, and I agree with you, but I'll have to disagree. That's not the way our country's made anymore. Our country's made by whoever's in power. You want to keep that power. Whoever's in power, you want it to formulate a situation so when you need to reappoint somebody because somebody dies or somebody retires, you want to always want to put one of your people in there. Don't you find that in the area that you live in too, Jesse?
Oh, definitely. They do it all the time.
You know, it's amazing. What area do you live in, Jesse?
I live in Ferguson.
Ferguson, that's right. Well, you know, I got to tell you about Ferguson. I really thought, and I'd spend a little bit of time, not much, up in Ferguson serving papers back in the day when I was a policeman. I had the biggest investigative firm in Southern Illinois for a while. But anyway, I found a Ferguson Florissant to be a decent area. And all of a sudden, it wasn't a decent area, but the people I've talked to, and I've talked to a lot of people now in Ferguson and Florissant, that it's still, to them, it's still a relatively nice area. They just have some bad situations. Am I right or wrong?
You're correct, 100% correct. I mean, all, you know, not going back in time or trying to dig it back up because we heard enough about it when it happened, but all that outrageous burning buildings down and destruction because of a thug and a white policeman, I mean, it's just crazy. They just don't want to let crack go, you know. They just want to keep it going and going and going. It's just upsetting to proud black, proud white, and probably, I'm not for sure on this, but it's probably even upsetting the niggers, you know.
You know, Jesse, I was just going to say the same thing. I bet you, not all of them, but I bet you there's a lot of niggers that aren't as bad as these niggers were and say, hey, I don't mind a little bull crap. I don't mind a little tolerance against the opposition, but I'll be damned that if I'm caring to see that these niggers, and there was some crackers and hunkies involved, we're going to tear up the town just because of an asswipe like Michael Brown. What do you think?
I agree 100%. All I can say to you, as well as I would say to Kevin Slayton, with you two, keep putting up the fight, and all the proud white, proud black, and even some of the athletes wanting to be decent niggers, they better stand up to the plate and help.
You know what, Jesse, I agree with you. I appreciate your call. If we can do, like everybody that calls, if we can do anything for you, don't ever hesitate to give us a call, buddy.
Thank you. Have a great day, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesse. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing how this crap goes on. Now we're getting calls from Missouri, and we've got a lot of callers, and we may take a few more when I get tired of ranting and raving, but it's amazing how all over this country this crap is happening, and nobody wants to do anything about it. We read about it in the paper. We say, hey, we ought to do something. We ought to do something, and that's as far as it goes. That's as far as it goes. We ought to do something. No. It's not we ought to do something, it's we better do something, because if we don't do something and don't do it quick, you people know as well as I do. I'm not a brain surgeon. I'm not a rocket scientist. I'm just a poor boy from the housing projects in Illinois who grew up the hard way, and I know a lot of us have. More of us has grown up the hard way than the easy way. But you know what? When you grow up the hard way, it makes you appreciate things. When you bust your ass, it makes you appreciate things more. It makes you understand things more. And at the end of the day, it makes us all feel a lot better about what's going on. We've got some more callers, but callers, hold on. We'll get back to you right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side. We want to apologize for a lot of the listeners. We had the phones all lined up, but we've got a few more minutes. Let's try to take one or two more. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. I listen to you every day.
Well, thank you, sir.
I love the way you express yourself.
Well, thank you.
I was coming across the old bridge this morning, and I don't think it's going to be much longer where they shut that down. The water's creeping up pretty good there.
Is it really?
I stopped at the gas station there at the last gas station for the old bridge, and I asked him. He goes, oh, yeah, we'll be closing it up pretty soon. Anyway, you just have to take another route to 270. But when I got home, I turned on that CBS Morning News, and they were celebrating this greasy black nigger rapper coming into some school, and he was like, they were celebrating. He was like, put on an assembly, and all it would be like half these kids were white. I'd say three quarters were white, and they knew the lyrics, and he was singing along, and they were like, I don't listen to nobody. And I thought to myself, and they were celebrating that. And I right. thought, man, what is this world come to? If I was a parent, I mean, I thank God I don't have kids anymore, but I'm just saying, that's on my way. You know, how crazy this, you know what I'm talking about?
Hey, Mark, I've been around a long time, and I know exactly what you're talking about. And it's a shame in this great country that we have to put up with it. But I tell you what, I think most of the parents, the white parents, wouldn't put up with it, but the kids go to school, they get this acclimation to this all this nigger crap, and they just eventually just go along with it, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, I mean, I couldn't believe what I was saying. It's, like you said, he had his gold grill and his dirty braided pant hanging down going, I don't listen to nobody. And there's the Gail King, and they were going, oh, that's so sweet. I wish he took... And I just shut it off, man. I couldn't handle it anymore.
Hey, Mark, thanks for the call. We're kind of running out of time. Thanks for
Thank
the call.
You,
thanks
I'll
for
talk to you later.
Hey, thanks Thank for you, listening. Sir. You're welcome as always. It's amazing. It's amazing. And I'll tell you, a lot of the students, they don't know what's going on. They start listening to this crap, and after a while, it's at their schools now. They think it's the right way to be. They don't go home and tell their parents, because I think most of them, most of these white kids went home to tell their parents, they'd get an ass whipping unless they were juniors or seniors in high school. And I think at that point, they may still get an ass whipping. But again, it's amazing, isn't it, people? How we think about things every day, how things, well, we'll let this go today, because maybe it'll be okay. If we let it go today, maybe tomorrow things will be better. But let me tell you, people, they're not going to get better until we make them better. And it takes a while. It takes a while to change things. You just don't go into a situation and say, hey, we're going to change things around. We don't like the way they're going. You can always say that, but you know what happens. You know the repercussions you're going to get. You're going to get them from all the niggers. You know that. You're going to get them from some of the whites that go along with the nigger crap, and these whites will go along with the nigger crap until 4, 5, 6 o'clock. Then you see most of the whites, they'll go to their communities that are relatively safe, but they'll talk for the blacks. They'll talk for the blacks every day. They'll always talk the talk. These white bastards will always talk the talk, but they will never, ever walk the walk. You people have seen it. I've seen it all the years I've been around. And I'm sure you good people have too. And it just pisses me off. And I hope it pisses you good people off as much. So at some point in time, and hopefully it's going to be sooner, a lot sooner than later, that we're all going to come together and say, hey, we've had it. Things have to change. And I think if the vast majority of decent people would come together, and I think at some point they're going to come together, you're going to see some changes, because It cannot continue the way it's going in this country of ours, because if it continues to go this way, there's going to be a mass shutdown, there's going to be major problems, and some people will say, it'll never get to that. Well, I have to tell you, the United States of America, number one country in this great world, but I tell you what, we're not stupid, and at some point in time, I see the proud whites and the proud blacks coming together. Now, it may not be this week, next year, but it's coming, and it's coming sooner than later, where people are saying, and I hear it in the street every day from proud white and proud black, that this crap's enough. We've had enough. Something has to be done. Now, this is the first step. This next step is everybody coming together, and I think we're just about to that point, and when we get to that point, I don't think there's going to be anything holding us back. I think we're going to try to stop this. Hopefully there'll be no violence, but you know, I can't promise that. You can't promise that. None of us can promise what's going to happen when the time comes, when the crap hits the fan. And I think we're relatively, and I mean relatively close to that happening. I see you, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. As always, don't have enough time. About Omar, you know, Ilhan Omar, the great Islamic councilwoman, she's talking her crap again, and people are getting pissed. And Chris Cuomo from CNN, he's got a big backlash after accusing of mocking an armed rape survivor. And I think that's gonna be something we're gonna have to look into. But as always, people, it's time to go. And as always, let's continue. Let's continue on our road, for a better government, a better people, a better country. Don't have to be white or black, Democrat or Republican, man or woman. You can be any or all of the above. But at the end of the day, you know that at some point in time, this is going to come to a head. And when it comes to a head, I don't think it's going to be pretty. Hopefully no violence. But I don't think it's going to be real, real pretty. So, and as always, it's always these political, parasitical, perverted punks that start this crap and keep this crap going. So as always, let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. And as always, at the end of the day, I don't have to tell you, day after day, you know what has to be done. We have to destroy these ass-wipe, no-count bastards. Again, never, never any violence. Let's try to stop the violence. Violence gets us nowhere. But let's destroy them politically, of course. Right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the break. Nigga, 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 nigga. And I don't mean Negro, nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga, 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 nigga. Drop the mic, bitch!
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America.
Purchased by State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio. And we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.